This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call in on our new Matrix chat server. All you have to do to get on there is go to chat.lrn.fm and you will find the easy step-by-step instructions on how to accomplish joining said server. It's chat.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We're talking about the lawsuit filed against Google by the Federal Department of so-called Justice, along with 11 state governments filing an antitrust lawsuit against Google. We'll get more into the details of that suit. But first, we got George in Illinois to start things out here tonight. By the way, George is watching us on our Twitch server or Twitch feed. That's one of our two live streaming video options. We used to have three. We used to have a YouTube feed. And couple weeks ago, YouTube just, they made life too difficult. Their new
system. They didn't
system,
do it to us. It's just their new system.
Well, yeah, I mean, they weren't targeting us. If
Discord did.
Yeah, Discord shut down our entire
server.
Yeah,
a week before that.
Yeah, that's true. But Google, or YouTube in this case, was changing their system overall, and it just was too much of a pain, so we just decided to stop streaming there. Our videos are still available on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel after the fact, so you can still pull them up for archival purposes, at least until they decide to delete the channel, in which case we are still on the library server as well, so they cannot censor us on YouTube. Even if they do delete the channel, all of our videos, thanks to the decentralized system over at library, which is lbry.com, deserves a real strong mention. Those guys do great work. You should check it out if you haven't taken the time to look into library. It's a wonderful little system that I shouldn't say little, it's probably pretty big. They've got a lot of videos there that does a great job of decentralized video file hosting. So be sure you check them out. But again, our Twitch channel and our DLive channels are where you can watch us live during our live hours. That's twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. And that's where George finds us in Illinois. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I heard you guys were talking about George Floyd earlier.
George Floyd, okay, one of the police victims, the victims of police violence earlier this year that sparked a myriad of protests. Go ahead. What about him?
Yes. I thought it was in my country. Yes.
You're going to have to get out of the room with a shouting person in the background. It's kind of hard to understand you.
Oh, yes. He's a little retarded man. Anyway, so in my country, we call it situation.
We're just going to hit the dump button on you. 855-450-FREE. Didn't think that one was going to go anywhere.
I've never seen anything like that happen on the radio before. I can't believe some young guy would call in a fake accent so that he could drop some nasty words.
He's got nothing better to do with his time.
Like
apparently.
We weren't hovering over the dump button.
Right.
This is the thing is that if you're younger than 35, you probably don't know what a dump button is.
Probably not.
You probably never even heard of one. But
we have them.
Yeah.
Two of them.
We just traveled back in time 7 seconds and dropped everything you said.
Yep.
And it didn't go anywhere.
It did go somewhere. It went on the video streams. But that's
just on the stream.
All 12 people watching on Twitch. We're able to hear your brilliance, George, or whatever your name is.
13.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. I just guessed.
That's just Twitch, but it's DLive, and then
DLive. We might be up to 25 total.
Who counts at cam.freetalklive.com?
That's the Twitch feed.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. DLive, for whatever reason, won't let you.
Do they get counted as in these numbers, though?
Yeah. It's the Twitch total.
Or is it a feed? Okay.
whatever the total number of viewers on Twitch.
It used to be a YouTube feed, but it isn't anymore.
Correct. Actually, it hasn't been a YouTube feed on our website for quite a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The YouTube feed is always just, in recent last 2 years, has just been on YouTube, and that's the only place it's been, and now it doesn't exist. So, going back to this lawsuit, Google being sued by the federal government, 11 states, the plaintiffs, according to Reason.com, are asking the U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia to declare that Google is operating in violation of Section 2 of the Sherman Act, which is the federal antitrust law, to stop Google from engaging in the so-called anti-competitive practices as described in the lawsuit, and force Google to, quote, restore competitive conditions in the markets affected by Google's unlawful conduct. Unquote.
I'd like the Justice Department to restore competition in justice in America.
Yeah. Well, they claim to have a monopoly on violence. Maybe it's time to give them some competition.
Right. By the way, I saw the documentary by the same name recently. I don't know if you guys have heard about
it. It's called
this.
Monopoly on Violence?
Mm-hmm. Somebody, Peter Quiñones, who is one of the talk show podcast hosts on LRN.fm. He's got his own show. We air it there. He came out with this video. He's one of the co-producers of it. And it cost like $30,000 to put together, and they had some real professional help with it. It looks great. It's well shot, well edited, well put together, about an hour and 45 minutes long. It's about libertarianism, basically, and the government and sort of the nature of the state. And, you know, well done. I saw it over the weekend, and it was one of those things that I've been meaning to get around to and finally had an excuse to do it. It came out over the summer. It came out back in June. And so if you're looking for a good kind of introduction to the state of the state, basically, and,
right,
and how it's bad, this is a pretty good one. Check it out.
The idea, so if, for those of you that doubt that government is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, and that's the definition that we use here on Free Talk Live, but it's by no means our own definition. It's just very clear. So Barack Obama was quoted before he got into the White House. You could go look. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama, Monopoly on Violence, on YouTube.
It's still there last time I looked.
And you can watch a video. And you can watch varying lengths of this video. You can watch 5 minutes of it. Mm-hmm. You can watch a minute and a half of it.
Yep.
Or you can just watch like 17 seconds of it.
Yep.
And in it, he would basically say something to the effect of, that's what separates the nation state from other organizational models is monopoly on violence.
Yep.
Right? And
that's what he said.
That's what he said. And
he's right.
You know why he said it? Because it's the truth.
There's one rare time when a politician told the truth.
I was going to say, that's not... I mean, if a politician says something that's true, it's a coincidence. That's not why they're saying.
The funny thing is that I shared this at a Quaker group on Facebook. Obviously, it's been some time ago. And, like, they just... All kinds of
denial.
Yeah.
Didn't want to see it.
Contortions to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
That's him taking him out of context.
No, listen to this.
The longer version of the video here. You don't like that one? Listen to this longer version. In fact, that's the truth. And, you know, like, they just didn't want to hear it because Quakers, like, you know, lots of Quakers, in many cases, are leftists. So they don't want to hear that whatever social program they believe in, the social program du jour, is funded by threats of coercion and violence.
They don't want to hear that.
And they don't even
think.
They
not know about, like, Ed and Lane Brown?
They wouldn't care. Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, it'd be like, oh,
most
bad
Quakers
people got
are
bad
left
things.
Yeah, the Quakers are, these days are leftists.
In many cases.
Yeah.
I mean, that's by and large.
Yeah.
I mean,
at least up here.
There's plenty of libertarian left Quakers out there, but...
How many of them come to your meeting?
One, two... Yeah, my meeting's probably half.
Oh, okay. That's more than I expected.
Yeah.
All right, back to the story. The Justice Department and attorneys have been investigating companies like Google, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and others for potential antitrust lawsuits for years, and today's filing didn't catch the company off guard. Kent Walker, Google's senior vice president and company's chief legal officer, described the Justice Department's effort as, quote, a deeply flawed lawsuit that would do nothing to help consumers. He says people use government or... Google,
but I repeat myself,
because they choose to, not because they're forced to, or because they can't find alternatives, unquote. Unlike government, they're forced to use the government services.
Yeah. I think that Google places itself very well to be used and has a very good product.
They're smart.
However, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know what you're trading when you go for free internet searches. Internet searches are not a human right. You're trading something. If you're not paying, you're the product, not the service.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about this big lawsuit coming up. A lot of people are going to be talking about this. It's Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the big lawsuit against a big company. Google has been targeted by antitrust lawsuit by the U.S. so-called Department of Justice, as well as the state governments from 11 states. And they are making allegations against Google, saying that they're a so-called monopoly, which, of course, we know is not true. But what will the judge think, or what will the jury think? I'm not sure if it's going to be heard by a jury yet at this point. Google says they were expecting this, and they say that the Justice Department's effort is, quote, a deeply flawed lawsuit that will do nothing to help consumers. They say people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to, or because they can't find alternatives. And by the way, this story from Reason.com.
I think they people use Google in many cases, not all. Google's a great search engine, if that's what you're judging it by. But in some cases, they use it simply because opting out is harder than opting in.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
Google
because
is the
it's
default.
There by default. Yeah.
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 And now, they pay for that.
Now, Android is another matter. It's... Can you buy a phone that doesn't have Android on it?
You can have an iOS
Apple.
Phone.
Yeah.
You can, there are other phones. You could root them, too. So
you can root an Android phone, yeah.
But you've still paid for the software, even if you have to throw it away, though you don't
true.
Want it.
Sure.
Unless you buy the phone on the secondary market.
Well, you're still paying for the software, the extent
it's an overhead. I mean... But people used it.
But you're not incrementing
to the price.
Yeah, but you're not incrementing the number of people who's paid for the software if you buy in a secondary market. If you buy a used phone, that's already been purchased by another person. So you're not at the very least buying a brand new piece of software.
Yeah, we used to call that the Windows tax when it was impossible to buy a computer that didn't have Windows on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were going to run Linux,
you had to still get the key for Windows.
Yeah, or you could build one from parts. That was about it. Then they started bundling
it with
good
luck building a laptop from parts.
Well, yeah, you can't do that very well.
No.
Good luck building a cell phone from parts.
Right. And there are some people who've been talking about these more independently minded cell phones. I don't know if any of them have actually come out yet. I know McAfee was pimping one, but half the things, probably 90% of the things McAfee pimps never actually come to fruition.
I think the Pine phone is supposed to be real. That's supposed to be a Linux phone.
Is it out?
I don't know if it's out, but I think it's like...
Until it's out, it ain't real.
I think people have physically seen them.
Okay.
I don't think it's out publicly.
Well, let me know how that pans out. I'm interested in those alternatives.
But at the very least, you can get a phone and root it, and there's some simple, relatively simple systems for doing that.
Yeah, you can de-Googleize an Android phone pretty far
if you want to do anything, do a lot of things on it, you have to sign into your Google account.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
Hmm.
That's true. So, about the accusations of a special deal with Apple, because again, the allegations are that if you buy an iPhone, then the default search engine is Google, and that's because they got a deal. Walker explains, this is the Google guy, he says, our agreements with Apple and other device makers and carriers are no different from the agreements that many other companies have traditionally used to distribute software. Other search engines, including Microsoft's Bing, compete with us for these agreements, and our agreements have passed repeated antitrust reviews.
Yep.
Walker notes that, in fact, competitors Bing and Yahoo also pay to have their search tools featured on the iPhone browser. When I open my iPhone Safari browser, this is the guy writing at Reason, not me, the icons for both Bing and Yahoo are right there next to Google. But if I just type words into the search bar above without clicking on an icon, it will automatically default to Google for searches. And that's because they paid them more. That's the reason why.
So,
right?
Not having an iPhone and not getting one anytime soon... If you want to search on Yahoo or Bing, do you have to do that every time? Or if you touch the icon, is that now your?
I don't know.
Default.
I've never used it. I couldn't tell you.
You can change your default search.
I would suspect there's a setting somewhere.
I have on my browser on my laptop. I'm using Start Page, but that's probably not an option in the iOS search.
Probably not. Walker also makes the case that customers use Google because they want to, not because they have to, by noting that people downloaded 204 billion apps in 2019. People are more than capable of figuring out how to access and use alternatives if that's what they want. As evidence, he notes the Mozilla Firefox users who quickly figured out how to switch their default browser to Google after Mozilla entered into an agreement to make Yahoo the browser's default search engine. And so I will say this. I have installed Firefox. I've installed it on Linux systems, and I've seen this happen where it's not Google by default, and I will take the extra steps. I'll look up the process of how do I change my default system, and I will switch away from Yahoo and go back to Google. Similarly, I made a
switch. See, I don't use Google as my search engine generally, but, there are times when it's just a better search.
Well, a lot of times nobody is absolutely correct. Or earlier when he said that they exclude certain things, and they definitely do. There are certain results you won't find on Google for whatever political reason. They just aren't there. They've been blackballed, essentially. And so you do need to go and have other alternatives to if you want to get a real full range on what the search results are supposed to be. But again, that's buyer beware. It's not Google's obligation to return unfiltered search results. They're going to add in advertisers, and they're going to take out the things that they want to take out. And there are other alternatives out there.
That, to me, means they're bad search engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you get to make your definition, right? If you want, if you're going to judge your restaurant based on how quickly they get your food to you, maybe McDonald's is the best restaurant in the world.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you use, Nobody?
What do I use?
Yeah.
I use DuckDuckGo.
Okay, I've heard that's a good one.
Yeah, it has better protection, or it doesn't sell as much of your information. You know, you don't find that, you know, the Facebook ads for what you just searched for on DuckDuckGo Facebook doesn't start advertising to you what you just searched for on DuckDuckGo, which is nothing.
It's disconcerting.
Unless you were talking about it, because then the Google phone
will listen to you.
Picked it up and sent it off to the government.
Yeah.
And that's another reason that I will be delighted if they actually take some action against Google, even though I don't believe that there should be antitrust laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of evil things about Google, and I don't mind seeing them getting the smack.
Yeah, but
I've long since stopped giving these people the benefit of the doubt, and I think that this is just a dog and pony show.
Yeah, this isn't going to do anything significant.
The
evil government's going to punish the evil Google? I mean, am I supposed to get excited about
whatever
that?
Whatever the outcome of this is going to be as likely already been decided before this news article was written.
Hmm.
That's what my little conspiratorial mind says.
I did make a decision today to leave Google, one Google app. Google had decided they were going to get rid of their Google Play Music app on the Android devices. It's one of those default Google apps that is installed on a lot of phones by default. And, you know, you can use it to play your MP3s or whatever. And they decided they wanted to get rid of that app and migrate everybody over to YouTube Music, which is a garbage app. And so I've installed VLC Player, and I'm going to an independent alternative. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News. As the final debate of the presidential election nears, one key battleground state has President Trump trailing. Chris Steigerwald appeared on Fox News and explained the latest on Pennsylvania.
On one hand, it looks like 2016 because the margin that Trump is trailing in Pennsylvania is about the same as it was 4 years ago. And that is the difficulty that Trump has is he can close, he just doesn't have as many persuadable voters to deal with because people are so set in their ways.
Steyerwald added that there was a whopping 15% of undecided voters in 2016 compared to under 5% in 2020. At least 56 people have died across Nigeria since the End SARS protest started earlier this month. 38 people were killed across the country on Tuesday alone. This is the governor of Lagos on CNN pleading to the people that the violence must stop.
I feel the pain that as your governor, I will do everything to ensure that every life indeed do matter.
This is USA Radio News. Wednesday saw the highest number of recorded deaths related to COVID-19. Over 1,100 people lost their lives. The number of cases as well as hospitalizations are also on the rise. Hawaii is the only state that has trended in the right direction, while no less than 31 states are reporting increased cases. Doctors are warning that the worst surge is yet to come. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
This looks like we're going to have a very difficult fall.
We're about a week away from starting to enter a period where we're going to see a rapid acceleration of cases.
The study shows that roughly 2,300 people could die every day if the surge comes at the rate that is expected. As the winter comes, more people will be inside, which could cause the number to escalate even more. However, Dr. Scott Atlas tells CNN that the younger demos should feel free to subscribe to the herd immunity philosophy.
We should be fine with letting them get infected, generating immunity on their own.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you here if you want to join us on the radio, talk about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And don't forget, our satellite fundraiser is something that is still going on. I'm doing a matching offer, meaning that anybody that contributes to the fundraiser, the Shire Free Church will match that contribution so we can continue doing our satellite outreach, meaning that we have satellite channels over Sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. I would like to continue those, and thanks to everybody who has reached out. We've had a handful of folks who are regular satellite users. They might be operating pirate radio stations, for instance, that are using our LRN.FM feed, the Liberty Radio Network 24/7 feed to feed their radio stations. I've had a few of those reach out, and a few listeners as well who stepped up to contribute to our fundraiser, which is being done on Patreon. You can go to fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. It's $2 a month or $4 or $12 or whatever. There's different tiers of contribution there, and you can help us continue with our satellite outreach. It's something that we didn't talk about a whole lot over the last few years, and it deserves some attention because I think it's an important project. And so the whole point of the fundraiser is to see if you think it is as well. If so, then contribute, and your contribution will be matched. And that means we will continue the satellite outreach. Hopefully, I think we're up to about $250 a month that we've raised. I'd like to hit $500, and that will definitely keep the two satellite channels that we have in service right now. They will continue. And if we can hit $1,000 a month, then that will allow us to add a whole new satellite channel, which I would love to do, but I won't do unless the market says there's a demand for it. So check out the fundraiser over at fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. We're talking about the Google lawsuit, meaning the suit against Google, brought by the so-called Justice Department and 11 state governments. The spokesperson for Google in this case is Kent Walker. He's a Google senior vice president and their chief lawyer. He makes the case that Google customers use Google because they want to, not because they have to. In short, they say Google is arguing that its domination of the market is actually organic. It is giving people what they want, and consumers' needs are being satisfied. Those claims will be important in the case because the Justice Department will need to prove that consumers and markets are being harmed by Google's domination. Despite the length of the suit, the focus is actually pretty narrow. The Justice Department seems really focused on opening up mobile browser access, advertising in searches, and fighting these exclusionary agreements. This doesn't actually appear to be a breakup Google lawsuit, and it doesn't seem terribly interested in engaging in claims from conservatives that Google is censoring them by fiddling with search algorithms or otherwise hiding certain results. So if they're not trying to break up Google, then they must be just looking for a payday.
Yeah, just fine.
Right?
Here's your fine.
Yep.
Fine.
But as the New York Times notes, to stop the bad practices and pay a fine.
Sure.
As the New York Times notes, and other attorney generals in other states may file lawsuits of their own. Some big states like Texas and Florida have signed on to the Justice Department lawsuit, but others, like California and New York, have not. This shouldn't be taken to mean that leaders of these states aren't making plans of their own, however. As Andrea O'Sullivan recently observed, there's a push among Democrats to broaden antitrust law so that it can be used to enforce sociopolitical economic goals, not just to protect consumers from monopolies. It may well be that other states didn't sign on here precisely because the Justice Department isn't trying to dismantle Google. So this may be the first in a series of lawsuits targeting the search giant.
Well, they handled the EU just fine. So,
what happened there?
There was privacy issues a couple of
years
ago.
Didn't they roll over and basically allow the EU to force them to remove things if somebody wants them removed?
Made some kind of compromise, but I don't know how it all works out.
So there you go. That's what's happening with Google being targeted, and we will keep you up to date as that continues to develop. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, I've been wondering, when is karaoke going to come back? You know, Mark, nobody, all three of us have done a myriad of karaoke over the years here in Keene. It was one of our, I would say, favorite group pastimes. There have been a lot of times where we've gone to local watering holes and with a group of liberty activists, and many people would get up on stage. We even had karaoke nights at the old Keene Activist Center.
Yep.
On a number of occasions. So karaoke is near and dear, certainly to my heart, as something to go out there and do.
Nobody loves karaoke like you do.
And, we've all had a good time singing some fun stuff up there. And when's the last time karaoke happened in anywhere, let alone New Hampshire?
But karaoke's just too dangerous.
Well, certainly that's what they want you to believe.
It's amazing that they want you to believe that. I mean, not to say that I don't understand that they're now claiming that COVID, the CDC is now claiming that COVID's an airborne virus, months after everybody already knew that. But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, there are jiu-jitsu studios across America that have opened back up. Mm-hmm. If you can roll around on a wrestling mat and sweat into another man's eye.
You're speaking from experience.
Oh, yeah. I've had more than one drop of
blink
sweat hit me right in the eyeball because,
you're close.
You know you're taking your risks. Uh-huh. I mean, this is the nonsense that goes on with this. I'm not saying that there isn't a virus, and I'm not saying that it's not transmittable. What I'm saying is that people need to be able to make decisions in their lives about how they're going to live their lives. And when the government makes those decisions, it makes them in stupid ways.
Yeah. Well, you can't make those decisions well for anyone else because you don't have the same values that they do. A set of values is like a fingerprint. There are no two exactly alike.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. Everybody has different preferences. Everybody has different risk tolerances, different levels of risk they're willing to take in different areas. So, like, I'm not interested in jumping out of an airplane. That's just not the kind of risk I'm into. But I am interested in taking risk in other ways by, say, challenging the status quo of the state as is and possibly being targeted by them as a result of that. But, you know, doing a bungee jump, not so interested.
Yeah, you'll get arrested for civil disobedience a heck of a lot faster than you'd jump out of an airplane.
Right.
And there's lots of people that would jump out of an airplane that wouldn't get arrested for civil disobedience.
Exactly. So in this case, there are people who would be happy to go out there and either perform karaoke and share a microphone with other people.
There are solutions. I share this microphone that I am using right now, into which I am speaking, is used by a half a dozen people at least every single week. And over the course of a month, maybe up to a dozen. I bring my own what we call a muff. What's the proper term for this this fluffy thing here, Ian?
I don't know.
So a pee popping guard. I don't know. It's a piece of foam. Pop filter. Yeah, it goes on the front of a microphone, and I've got three of them that I put my initials on.
Yep.
You can go to the cam at cam.freetalklive.com and see what I'm saying is true.
It's true.
And I switch them out. Now I'm the only one who chooses to do this here at the Free Talk Live studio.
Most of us will switch it out if they start getting stinky.
Right, and that's, you know, the decision you get to make.
Yeah.
I get to make them too. This is a solvable problem, though.
Sure. If you were to let the market solve it, yes, it would be a solvable problem. But that's not what we have in the United States and in many parts of the world. Instead, we have a bunch of government gangsters telling every business that they have to do it the same way.
Yeah.
And so in Hudson, New Hampshire, which is a town in New Hampshire that has greater population than the city of Keene, strange, but that's true. A New Hampshire restaurant that is just across the Massachusetts border has been fined for violating COVID-19 rules related to karaoke, according to authorities. New Hampshire's Attorney General Gordon J. McDonald announced Monday that Fat Cats Food and Drink in Hudson is facing a $2,000 civil penalty on behalf of the state's Division of Public Health Services.
Time to make a road trip to Fat Cats.
I think, aren't they going to close entirely? Or was that a different bar? Anyway, we'll find out more about it coming up here in moments. They are, I believe, the first bar / restaurant / maybe any business to actually be targeted by a civil penalty after more than half a year of crazy crackdown. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. When will karaoke be coming back? Well, one local area restaurant here in New Hampshire in a town called Hudson has been issued a $2,000 civil penalty by the Division of Public Health Services in a notice to Fat Cats, which is a bar restaurant. I guess they don't really have technically bars because every bar in New Hampshire has to serve food. But anyway, they're a restaurant slash bar that had karaoke, and apparently they didn't follow the state's arbitrary guidelines that were being shoved down everybody's throat at the time. This was apparently according
to guideline. You have to follow it.
Well, that's one of the things, Mark, that's really an interesting question, because the term guideline does suggest that, oh, you are trying to get from point A to point B. Here's a guideline that someone set up. You can hold on to it if you'd like to help yourself get from point A to point B, but you don't have to. It's just a guideline. But when it comes to the guidelines in the state governments of the United States, they act like it's more than just a suggestion. They will send men with guns in to threaten you. As we saw in New Jersey and in Michigan State, where they went after, in Michigan, the old man is in his 70s who was a barber for continuing to give haircuts when the state told him not to.
Shocking.
Ultimately, by the way, that guy won in Supreme Court in Michigan. And then there's the owners of the Attilus Gym in one of the New Jersey towns that actually were thrown out from their own building, and the state government locked the doors. They changed the locks on the doors. These guys went in and busted the plywood off from the doors, because they actually ended up taking the doors off the hinges. The owners of the gym took their own front doors off the hinges to stop the state from continuing to change the locks on the doors. And so then the state put up plywood to try to block them from coming in. And
they took off the plywood.
They kicked in the plywood doors.
They also declared themselves a Republican
campaign headquarters
in order to have the protections of political protections.
Actually, I haven't heard any updates.
Did it help?
I haven't heard any updates since then.
Yeah, I don't know what they've been up to. So it would be interesting to see if anything new is happening with the Attila's Gym. But, you know, there's been very little pushback when it comes to these so-called guidelines. And I don't know how many, if any, of these businesses have actually sued over this. Now, some have sued over certain things, but over the guidelines themselves, has any of this stuff been challenged to where it's like, yeah, I'd rather not follow your guidelines. Thank you very much. I'd like to allow my customers to make their own choices for themselves. Let people take a risk if that's what they want to do. You want to play karaoke? You want to come in and sing in front of a crowd? You want to come in and watch? You should be able to make those choices. If it's a risk, that should be up to you. It's a risk to go drive somewhere. It's a risk to drink alcohol. It's a risk to do all kinds of things. Eat fatty foods.
50 to 60,000 Americans die every single week of things besides COVID.
Yeah. And some of those consequences are natural, and others are induced by the risks those people take.
Well, yeah. I still wish we had a piece of real estate where we could do it here.
Do karaoke?
Yeah. If we had
could. There's Central Square.
Oh, well, it's cold out there.
That's true.
I would say that there's no person who could not who you could not point to did something in their life that shortened their life in some way,
or could have killed them.
Right. You know, well, could have killed them, but I mean, actually did shorten their life. Yeah. Right. Like, you know, like we all make decisions, and some of those decisions result in, you know, presumably a better life that is shorter than the one that we would otherwise have under sort of optimal circumstances. If you just sat around breathing deeply and eating lentils and then, you know, exercising the exact right amount or whatever it is you're supposed to do.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you died of boredom?
Yeah, right.
Boredom?
Boredom.
Boredom. Oh, boredom. So the Attorney General in New Hampshire is a man named Gordon J. McDonald, and his office is bringing the $2,000 civil penalty against Fat Cats and its owner, Tom Vaughn. McDonald's office states that Vaughn admitted that he moved karaoke indoors 2 to 3 weeks before the state's COVID-19 guidelines were modified to allow restaurants to do so.
So is the bar owner fighting this in court?
I don't know.
Because I don't think they have a law to charge him under, do they?
No, these are governor's orders, but the law would be the enabling statute that enables the governor to issue the orders, in which if you violate any of the governor's orders, it is a misdemeanor charge.
The question is that...
But this is a civil penalty. They're not charging him with a misdemeanor.
Right. So, and it's also, I would presume, if you consider it to be a guideline, that that therefore, if you don't consider it to be an order, there's no intent to break the law, and so that's going to make it more difficult.
If he fights, it will make it more difficult. On September 4th, Fat Cats was given clearance to hold karaoke outside the restaurant, as indoor performances at restaurants were still barred in New Hampshire at that time. In addition, karaoke performers had to bring their own microphones and equipment. How many karaoke acts, how many singers, which is usually just whatever randos are in the bar or whoever showed up to go to karaoke, are going to have a spare microphone sitting around that they can bring in to plug in? It's
probably
ridiculous.
More than you might think, but
if you go, you can bring microphones for everybody.
I don't even have that many of them. But mics aren't very expensive, but the average person is not equipped to do karaoke. That's why they go out to do that, to do it somewhere else.
Usually, once they're there, they're still not equipped.
Part of the fun. So, the state's guidance was eventually modified, and effective October 8th, indoor performances by disc jockeys and solo performers were allowed as long as they stay 8 feet apart from each other and from any table inside the restaurant.
Wow.
According to the notice, Vaughn...
Who's the guy with the measuring tape? That's what I want to know. Who's going to go measure?
The Division of Public Health Services.
What I'm amazed by is how many times I see little stickers on the floor that say, stay 6 feet apart, put 8 feet apart from each other.
According to the notice, Vaughn, the owner, stated he moved karaoke inside in late September because the neighbors complained about the noise, resulting in calls from the police, and because the weather was getting cold. Authorities say Vaughn told them that performers were still required to bring...
anybody to get sick.
He said that performers were still required to bring their own microphones, but they claimed that a DJ informed the state that he had to purchase six or seven additional microphones because most people did not bring their own. Because Vaughn moved karaoke indoors early without
permission. And what's so bad about them buying extra microphones to try to comply with the spirit of the law?
I don't know.
But they said you have to bring your own.
Right. It matters who owns this microphone.
Because Vaughn
this
moved.
This is my stapler.
That might have been it. Because Vaughn moved karaoke indoors early without permission from the state, as well as allowing people to participate without bringing their own equipment. So, yeah, the whole idea that the DJ was even providing anything is apparently the violation. His restaurant was in violation of the state's COVID-19 guidelines. Last week, Fat Cats was shut down after New Hampshire health officials said at least 17 COVID-19 cases are associated with an outbreak stemming from two people who were at the restaurant. The notice sent
to... Were they singing karaoke?
It doesn't say. The notice...
How do you prove where somebody got a disease?
You can't.
I would really... That would be an interesting case in court.
Cell phone tracking.
Still, you can't tell when the disease was transmitted.
If Vaughn wishes to, the notice sent to Fat Cat states the $2,000 civil penalty must be paid by October 30th. If Vaughn wishes to challenge the penalty, he can negotiate a settlement with the Attorney General's office or request a hearing. So it sounds like an administrative hearing, an actual court hearing.
This is a fine for being the location of a super spreader event, you know, whatever they're calling
it. A super spreader event. One person got it, they said?
No, it was like 16.
No, it said that they were shut down after New Hampshire health officials said at least 17 COVID-19 cases are associated with an outbreak stemming from two people who were at the restaurant.
And one of them must have walked in with it, even if they did, even if it was transmitted at the restaurant,
right,
which is unknowable and unprovable.
Yeah, that's what this is. This is a fine for being, whatever the epicenter is in for some tiny little version, aspect of the epidemic.
More likely he bullied somebody in high school or he cut somebody off in traffic because this is just so random. I mean... Good God, we've been out drinking beer on the common every Friday since this nonsense started, and they haven't even troubled themselves with us.
Here's a little more on the so-called exposure. New Hampshire State epidemiologist Dr. Benjamin Chan said one person, knowing they were infected, broke isolation and went to Fat Cats. Another allegedly broke quarantine to go there, said Chan. Chan said there also might have been singing at the facility.
Was there dancing?
It's like Footloose.
Were they dancing with the devil in the woods?
Thing is, they actually told a local bar owner that he's not to allow dancing at his establishment or else.
Yeah.
The Baptist.
Have we been taken over by Baptists?
That's seriously what's actually happened. No joke. It's insane. And that's the world we live in.
I can't agree when you say it's not a joke. That is most definitely a joke.
We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.